The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Make time to be holy. Take time to be holy. One of the earlier references to this concept is found in Exodus, referring to the priests, Exodus 29. Then, take some of the blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his sons and on their garments. In this way, they and their garments will be set apart as holy. Leviticus 11. For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. So do not defile yourselves. And then it is clear that being holy is not just for the priests, but for all the children of Israel. Leviticus 19, speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. One of the realities of being holy is being set apart, consecrated, dedicated, committed to God. Leviticus 20, you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. Ephesians 1:4. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Part of the process of being holy is reflected in our actions and appearance. Just one example of this importance is found in God's instructions to a Nazarite who would take a special vow, consecrating themselves to God for service. Number 6. As long as they are bound by their Nazarite vow, they are not allowed to eat or drink anything that comes from a grapevine, not even the grape seeds or skins. They must never cut their hair throughout the time of their vow, for they are holy and set apart to the Lord. Until the time of their vow has been fulfilled, they must let their hair grow long. 1 Peter chapter 1. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. It is a fact that as we prioritize our time, talent, and resources, we take time for what is most important to us. God help us to take time, make time, to be holy. Part of our process of becoming holy like he is means investing time in his presence. That includes worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Considering those three elements, it helps me to imagine that worship is like a coin. Praise and thanksgiving are the two sides to that same coin. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Our body is the temple of God. It is an instrument of praise. For example, we kneel in prayer and worship. Scripture often describes God's people falling on their face before him, and we raise our hands in praise. Philippians 2. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Matthew 17. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. listen to him. The disciples were terrified and fell face down on the ground. Christ himself bowed in prayer to the Father. Matthew 26. He went a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." What position would we take if we were in the very presence of God? A song describes how that it may be time when we stand up, raising our hands and voices in praise. Then, as we are overwhelmed by thoughts of how undeserving we are of God's love and grace, we fall down with our face to the ground. Please, prayerfully and carefully, imagine what that experience might be like when we, the saints that are all sinners, fall down prostrate before him and then get up in praise.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.